Amazon 5-Star Theater presents Real Customer Reviews, performed by a real serious improv podcaster. Tonight's review, Spatula for the Stars. When I'm dead and civilization eventually collapses, this spatula will remain. It will be the only rune uncovered by some unknown species of the future upon which they base their assumptions of our existence.
Eggs!
They will posit.
These extinct people like to eat their eggs! And this was their primary tool for cooking them. Let us teleport and put this device in the Milky Way exhibit.
5 stars, Zachary. Find your perfect gift this holiday on Amazon.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel, or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
The clock's running out on December deal drops at Lowe's, but there's still time to wrap up something they'll love. Shop great gifts under $50, like the DeWalt Elite Series 100-piece bit set. Plus, if you order by 2 p.m., you get same-day delivery by 8 p.m. Shop December deal drops while you can. Lowe's. We help, you save.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news. It doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
This is Hidden Killers Live with Tony Bruschi, Stacey Cole, and Todd Michaels.
Brian Walsh, he's putting up quite an interesting defense as we continue to watch his case every single day. But can this defense actually work? Brian Walsh's defense team isn't arguing he didn't cut up his wife. He pled guilty to that. They're arguing Anna died suddenly and unexpectedly in their bed, some kind of medical event. And Brian panicked. It sounds insane on paper. But Larry Tipton spent significant time on cross-examination getting the state medical examiner to concede that sudden death can happen to young, healthy people without warning. Is this a viable legal strategy, or is the defense just trying to muddy the waters? For that, Bob Mata, defense attorney, host of the podcast Defense Diaries, is with us. Let's get into some of what they've been arguing from a defense strategy standpoint. What's the legal logic behind admitting your client dismembered his wife's body while maintaining that he didn't kill her? How do you think this is working so far?
Well, good morning, T. Good morning, Stacey.
Good morning.
Look, man, there's one truth about being a defense attorney. You have to play the hand that you are dealt. Uh-huh. and Larry Tipton was dealt a very shitty hand in this case. And, you know, you're sitting there listening to the openings. And remember, an important factor to take into consideration, and you could debate it either way, but he pled out. meaning Brian pled out to two of the three charges just before trial was start, right before they were picking the jury. So he pled out to lying to the cops and the disposal of the body, the illegal disposal of the body. So, you know, they took that off the table. So, you know, and I've had the debate, was that a brilliant legal strategy? Because essentially they're saying, okay, we know what their evidence is. Okay. And all of the evidence, really, when you look at it, like on its face, is evidence that he disposed of a body. None of it is necessarily evidence that he killed her. No. So, because it's always going to be the same evidence. And there was some debate as to whether or not when he pled out to those two charges, whether or not that evidence was coming in. It was always coming in because it's the same evidence they have to use as circumstantial evidence of the homicide. So, I mean, strategically, man, I just don't think he had any other way to go.
Yeah.
You know, so I think ultimately this thing's going to boil down to, is the jury going to buy it? And all it takes is one.
Yeah.
Oh, so look, we got some fam coming in. What's up, Jessica? What's up, Christy? They popped in over from our stream.
I love it.
Glad to see you guys over here. So, you know, that's what we're discussing in our chat. It's really a topic of conversation. Is anybody buying this shit at the end of the day in terms of the jury? But when I was watching the opening tee, like it kind of popped in my brain that I think where he may go, because again, all it takes is one, is I think in light of the fact that they found her COVID-19 vaccination card, and I can't remember if we talked about this last week, but
we did touch on it.
I honestly think he's gonna throw it in there that it was the vaccination that might have been the cause of her sudden death. And, you know, if you get one person or more on that jury that's like, dude, you know, that shit's happening. You know, ultimately, it's going to boil down to, if I'm the state, I'm arguing, okay, here's the problem with their theory, them being the defense. The problem with their theory is that if you are down in your kitchen cleaning for whatever reason, 4:30 in the morning after this rager three-person party, including your wife, and you come back up and she's not responsive and she appears to be deceased and you're panicked. You're like, oh my God, they're going to blame me for this. What do I do? Oh my God, what do I do? And you don't Google what should I do if my wife is non-responsive? Like, is there what could be wrong with my wife if she's not breathing? How to perform CPR? Anything that would relate to, okay, I'm in a panicked mode. I'm a little bit worried about calling 911 because I fear they're going to blame me for killing her. But like the lack or the omission of those particular type of messages, I think should be argued by the state because it's very damning. You know, like I'm thinking a different thing maybe if he had Googled that shit.
Right.
You know, something. Like even preceding the you know, all the dismembering type of shit, all the other gruesome stuff that he ends up Googling in the hours after, if he had preceded that with those types of Googles, I'm like, well, I mean, like either the guy's a nefarious genius and he really did think this shit out, or that plays against you and it was totally premeditated and he thought about doing that a long time ago, or within the last few days, he's like, all right, I got to make sure that I Google, hey, she suddenly died. How that could all be about via Google so that I've created this paper trail. I don't know, man. It's
why not just call 911? I mean, he's an adult. He's not like a teenager. I mean, here's something that just came to my mind when we're talking about this of peculiar moments where 911 has not been called. The Koberger case. Now, those were teenage girls in fear for their lives.
And who were shit-faced.
This is very much not that.
Right.
In any way, shape, or form. So I'm trying to think, okay, there's a situation where 911 wasn't called, but you can reason it out and you can go, okay, I kind of get their way, their pattern of thinking. The COVID area is interesting. I'm wondering if there's going to be something of, well, he's already on probation. He's on this ankle monitor. Having the cops show up at all.
Yep.
You know, was he fearful that, you know, the cops show up, they're just going to take him away immediately. And then the kids are going to be by themselves. They haven't gone down that road yet. It would be an irrational fear. It would be insane because your wife is sitting there dead and you're immediately looking up hacksaws. But it is kind of bizarre that you don't think gee, I should call 911. She is dead. I don't know how you really get around that. But Tipton walked Dr. Atkinson through cardiac events, pulmonary issues, asphyxiation, neurological disturbances. Every possible death scenario was walked through. Now, I get it. Now, this is lovely. Go walk anybody through these death scenarios. But what the hell are you basing it on? There's no body. There's no autopsy. Nobody can truly say how she died. It's just randomly pulling things out of thin air right now and seeing, say, maybe. But I get it. You're trying to make, you know, trying to create reasonable doubt here. I didn't know that they could just literally make shit up, though, like this.
I'm waiting for them to pull out a Ouija board and go, how did she die?
She was possessed. It was Satan. She was incarnate by an evil spirit that came through her. And then she died after they played a little Ouija board after the friend left, you know, New Year's Day Ouija. And then she died. I mean, it's about as you know, reasonable as saying this, you know, basically she had adult SIDS.
Yeah, look, man, here's where the problem is for him. If because there's time after the time in which he discovers Anna dead, right? Like, yeah. This isn't as if this shit all happens within a day. You know, she's not really reported missing until like either the third or the fourth, right? So if he's had time to think about the concept, like if we're to for one moment try to put our brains in the concept where, okay, yeah, he came up there and she seemed to be dead suddenly without any kind of explanation, right? Mm-hmm. So this problem of time for him, wherein he had time to think about the concept, okay, I've made a terrible, terrible fucking mistake getting rid of my wife's body because she's the proof. Her body, mm-hmm. her organs, her heart, that is the proof which could exculpate me. That's the proof. It's like the Shawshank thing where he's on the fucking stand and, you know, the prosecutor's like, well, that's decidedly convenient that you lost the gun that would have proved it. He's like, well, I find it to be decidedly inconvenient because it would have proved I didn't do it.
Yeah.
It's the same fucking concept here, because had that been the case, that's a real problem for him, because mm-hmm. All he had to do is say, okay, I thought better of this. I made a terrible mistake. I thought the worst thing possible in terms of I found her. I thought they were going to blame it on me. And then, you know, I'm like, oh my God, well, they could just do an autopsy and figure out what killed her. And it was natural causes. I had nothing to do with it. Here's where her remains are. I admit it. I panicked. I did the wrong thing. He didn't do that. You know, so and that is going to ultimately be his death knell here. And you know, like, but again, all it takes is one jury or one juror on a jury. You know, that's literally all it takes is one person to buy into this concept and he gets a mistrial. But, you know, the reality is a mistrial doesn't mean you're walking away. He's staying in custody. They're trying him again. And it's still going to be the same problems. It's going to be the same defense. It's going to be the same issues. It's going to be the same evidence, short of them locating like Anna, wherever she may be. I was starting to think that maybe when we saw the video yesterday of him at Lowe's, I'm like, okay, those buckets, like that's where Anna is. Like, I don't know how many of those they recovered from the crime scene. She was a smaller woman.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, look at them. There was those, and then there was also the blue ones.
There was Lowe's. He had Home Depot and Lowe's. There was orange and blue buckets.
Yeah, he had like five or six of the Lowe's buckets, all very large, all with lids. You know, I mean, and like I said, Anna was 115 pounds. She wasn't a big woman. You know, the gruesome thought of him dismembering her, he probably could have got her in three or four of those buckets. I don't know, man.
Yeah,
like, but I mean, I have a feeling. Unless she was incinerated.
That image of him with the cart, then there's that the woman that works at Home Depot there, just smiling off like, oh, there's another murderer. Yeah. I wonder how frequently is this a thing? If anybody works at Lowe's or Home Depot, how often do you have someone checking out that you go, oh, they probably killed somebody.
Yeah.
I was literally sitting there yesterday at the Lowe's one. We're watching the Lowe's video saying that. I'm like, if this fucking clerk who, for whatever reason, and that's kind of how it operates at Lowe's and Depot's, all their checkouts look like self-checkouts, mm-hmm. but yeah. they'll come and help you.
Yeah.
You know, but like he's sitting there with the buckets and the bleach and the Tyvek suits and the fucking bag of 2000 rags and the gloves. I'm like, this guy, like, if that was me working there, knowing how I am, I would have, even if I'm saying it in jest, I'm yeah. like, so, did you kill somebody?
I'd be saying it in jest. Exactly. You just say it in jest, just in case.
Right. Or you have to, like, I would think that you would be training your employees to say, okay, look, be on the lookout for somebody who seems to be at one time spending $450 on cleaning supplies that would seem to point towards something nefarious having taken place some at some point in their life in the very, you know, in the very recent, there, in the very recent stores, history.
Stores do have things like this. They have safeguards in place. Not that it's illegal to buy these items, but like I was buying a bunch of gift cards the other day because I was donating them to a school for their Christmas parties. And so they can do Christmas parties for the kids because the schools don't have a lot of funding. But so I was buying $100 gift cards. And the store only sells them up to a certain dollar amount because of fraud, because people on the scamming online where it's like, you know, pay us in gift cards and like people fall for that shit. So I'm like, well, I want to buy far more than that in gift cards. So they're like, well, we got to do it this way. Fraud protection.
Yeah.
I mean, it exists, but it's also like, it gives you a little leeway here. So if there is something weird going on with the guy, someone could go in back and go, hey, call 911. This seems a little odd.
Or like another example, and an excellent example is the precursor for cooking meth, which is Sudafed.
Right.
In Illinois, you've got to give your fucking ID.
Yeah.
You have to give them your ID if you're going to buy Sudafed, because if you're buying more than the allotted amount that you're allowed to buy in a given month, that is a red flag that you're cooking meth. Same shit. Yeah. This is no different. You get a guy with that fucking cart right there, you're like, okay, listen, you've kind of hit our threshold and we think you might be a murderer, so we're going to need your ID. If that guy's like, oh, really? Fucking
okay,
bolts. He's like, again, I'm good. I'm not buying either shit. It serves a purpose either way, right? Like if he leaves and he's like, I'm not giving you shit, I'm out. Then you're like, okay.
Bob, we talk about people's rights. You have a right to buy all of that crap. What if you're 100%. Like cleaning? What if you're a hoarder and you decide New Year's Day, I'm turning over a new leaf. I'm going to get rid of all my stuff and I'm going to clean. Maybe that was his rationale. I'm a hoarder and I need to clean my home.
Yeah. Well, and then like that's your solution though. Like asking for the ID, if it's the hoarder, they're like, oh yeah, well, I have no problem giving you my ID. Here's my ID. Embarrassingly, I have to admit I'm a bit of a hoarder and I've turned over a new leaf. I'm cleaning my entire house out. Here's my ID. If you're the guy who's committed a horrific murder and you're trying to clean up after it and they ask for your ID, I think that's what I'm saying. That's a very effective tool. If they dip, you're saying, okay, well, we got him on video. We're calling law enforcement, say, okay, this guy came in and he's buying all this shit. You may want to take a peek at him. Like, we'll leave it up to you. If he stays and gives his ID, then it's still in the system. And if something nefarious turns up happening to this guy's spouse, well, then you've got him on the radar that way as well.
Isn't that unreasonable search though? I mean,
you're not searching shit. No, absolutely not. It's like providing your identification isn't a search under the law.
If you're the business,
I don't think there would be any Fourth Amendment issues there.
If you're the business and you're selling a product to someone, you do have a right to identify who's buying the product from you, correct? I mean, that would be.
I'm
as a business person, if I'm doing business with somebody, I would need to. I mean, because I'm not a retail, but if I, you know, for like anything, I'm doing my books. I need to keep a log of who I sold something to for tax purposes and all that. So, if you're a business, you're like, this looks suspicious. At the very least, I need your information. I mean, they're going to get his information. Well, he paid in cash, so he was trying to avoid that. He was trying to avoid the IDing part. But again, the business does have the right to say, we need to know who you are if we're going to do business with you.
Yeah. So. I mean, that's absolutely the right. Or, you know, they create a statute, you know, yeah. I mean, in Illinois, in terms of tobacco sales, you know, there's you got to be 21 to buy mm-hmm. tobacco and alcohol. They card you. Okay. Yeah. So like, for instance, I went to a Casey's, I use the Zyn nicotine pouches. I'm a 55-year-old man. I pulled in there. I had like left without my driver's license because I was just running out. And, you know, they're like, oh, we can't sell any tobacco to anybody. I'm like, wait, you don't have any discretion? I'm like, that's not the law. Like we card everybody. I'm like, okay, I understand that the law is, but like there has to be just, I'm clearly not under 21. Like I've got a lot of gray in my beard. I'm clearly an older guy. They're like, that's our rule. It's not a law, but it's our rule. I mean, you can make rules as a private business. So look, I mean, or the alternative is they create a statue. The statue would be stickier because then people are going to be like, what the fuck? Like I'm buying buckets in a mop and I have to give them my ID that I think everybody's a you know? So I think ultimately, you know, it's that customer's choice whether or not they want to buy it or not in terms of if they have to turn over their ID. If it's something that's going to send up a red flag. I mean, I say it jokingly, but there's no fucking way that I'm not like going to my boss and being like, yo, this guy just bought like almost $500 worth of shit. And it all is like heavy duty cleaning supplies. And it, you know, it really kind of reeks of something nefarious. Mm-hmm. Maybe we send this video over to the cops and let them take a look at it. You know, I mean, to me, it's a red flag. I mean, because he went to so many different stores and he's buying shit at all these different places. But like that Lowe's purchase was just a lot.
I know. It makes like, did he not think to buy things at multiple stores, or was this his version of buying things at multiple stores? A lot of obvious things in multiple stores. Mm-hmm. The thought process is, buy like a bucket at Lowe's, buy a mop at Home Depot,
right?
Buy where it doesn't look weird. Maybe buy a ceiling fan while you're at it, something else that doesn't exactly. seem to look like you're in the middle of cleaning up a crime scene.
And don't buy the Tyvek suits and the fucking plastic gloves at the same time that you're buying the buckets and the mop, right? Yeah. Like you're buying it all collectively. It's nefarious looking. It just is.
It'll be a really interesting social experiment to do that with a hidden camera someday. You and me should do that. We should find a way, go into a Lowe's and we'll just buy these items, make it look, and just see what they do.
Yes.
See if we get totally any push do that.
I would love to do that. That would be amazing.
If we live closer to each other, we'd be getting in a lot of trouble.
Home Depot's, it would be amazing. Yeah. It would be amazing content. We could go to like five or six of them, just do a whole day of buying that shit.
And seeing what goes down,
seeing what they say, see if anybody's like, hey, what are you doing?
Yeah, what's going on? Weekend.
Yeah, and if they stop you, we give them like a coupon for a free hoagie down at Nick's Hoagies or something.
Here's a Jersey Mike sub for you, buddy.
Congratulations. You got a two leg and thigh chicken dinner from Ma and Pa's Grocery Express. It doesn't get any better than that.
You just want a Casey's breakfast pizza, bro. I heard they're delicious.
Good decision making. Crime lab specialist Matthew Sheehan has testified that investigators found blood on the hacksaw, the hatchet, the hammer, towels, carpet fragments, and all over the basement floor. Kind of like the Amityville blood room, except this time with real blood. But when defense attorney Larry Tipton asked about the bedroom where the defense claims Anna died in her sleep, Sheehan confirmed there was no biological evidence found there. Tipton's betting the jury hears clean bedroom and thinks natural death. But is that actually a winning argument here when all the blood is exactly where you'd expect it to be if Brian moved the body downstairs before dismembering her? I don't quite get the argument here of, see, there's no blood on the wood. The bedroom is clean. Yeah, no shit. He took her to the basement and chopped her up.
Yeah.
This doesn't seem to be a very strong point.
Well, Tipton's allowed to lean into the fact that they have no idea what the cause of death was or the mode. So it's like he could have he's thinking, all right, well, that's a gaping hole for the state in terms of their case here. They don't know how she was killed. the problem for the defense is, I mean, strangulation is always a good way. Mm-hmm. If you don't want to leave any blood, smothering her with a pillow is always a good way. If you're not going to, you know, so, I mean, clearly there's very, you know, easy things to think of in terms of jurors being like, okay, well, so he didn't kill her with a weapon that would have, you know, caused her to bleed. So he
could have poisoned her too.
Either any of those things, anything that doesn't leave blood, you know, so to me, that was just him again, doing what he could do with, you know, some pretty, he's planting seeds, you know, you plant the seeds. It's like the laundry list of, you know, the sudden unexpected death ways somebody can pass. You know, you're putting it out there just to say, look, this isn't like some like crackpot shit I just came up with. There are a ton of ways that people die unexpectedly. And, you know, and I mean, he got him to say it's not common, but it's certainly not impossible. You know, a young person, young, healthy person, you know, yes, they do die. It's not a common thing to happen, but it does happen. So, you know, I mean, he did what he could with that. I mean, again, you're playing the hand that you're dealt. It's that simple.
Yeah, yeah, you know? Without a doubt. And it is planting seeds. I mean, a lot of them are real shitty seeds. But if you put enough of the shit seeds down, maybe you get a shit tree, Randy. I mean, you just don't know. You just don't know.
Shit hurricane's coming, man.
It's a shit hurricane. Shit liquor. It's killing me, Randy. But the thing is, you put these little pieces down. When I heard that argument about the bedroom being clean, it's like, and?
Right.
Like no one's arguing that he walked in there with a hacksaw and said, right, hey, honey, look what I got at Home Depot. Sit still, right, you know, and then start sawing. Like, no, right. I mean, everybody pretty much assumes he probably choked her out or something that didn't cause a mess.
Right.
You know,
exactly.
Upstairs.
Exactly. And it seems like initially he may have gone up to the attic. And then because they did find some up there, some blood, I believe. And I think that he's like, OK, this is a bad fucking idea. The whole seeping into the wood thing. Not good. So I'm going to have to move this down to the concrete basement. And I think that's, you know, ultimately what happened, because I mean, there's really no other, because I'm fairly certain they found blood up in the attic area. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I mean, clearly he changed his course and decided to bring her down there. I mean, the whole concept of it is so gruesome, though. You know, it's like you look at that little hacksaw that he had, the things like
very
this
small.
Big. Yeah, the little hatchet, the hammer. I mean, like those. Yeah.
He could have got a Sawzall and made this a really simple project.
Yeah.
But he took the hard road. This guy strikes me as somebody who doesn't have like a lot of projects. He doesn't have a shop that he works in. He's
not
never
a handy
done
guy.
This before.
He's not been watching a lot of HGTV.
No, he has not.
I mean, if he would have just tuned in for that very special episode of Fixer Upper, where where Joanna Gaines is dismembered, and that's why he's not on TV anymore.
That's
everybody,
the
they played that
one,
real
right?
Hush hush. No, but it's like Chip really lost it. It was a really fucked up episode. But I mean, it's. But yeah, clearly he's just clueless in so many ways. What really struck me of just like, you want to get into this guy's mind and what a dope he is. Just that checkout video of the self-checkout at the Lowe's or Home Depot or wherever it was, where he's checking out and he's looking down and he looks up and he catches
his hair
on this camera like, oh, I'm on TV.
He's like, I do look exactly like John Lovitz. I'm acting.
Acting.
The other thing I would pay money to see, if it were on video, and obviously it's not, is he's also bought the scrub daddy or scrub mommy. You know, the scrubs things that have the smiley faces on them.
Yep. I got them in my sink right now.
They work wonderfully.
Amazing.
Yes. They are the best spongers in the world. They're today's sponge, even better than Elaine's.
Yeah.
And and the thing
are you
is
sponge-worthy. Are
back.
You sponge-worthy?
He was sponge-worthy, or so he thought. And I would pay money to see him scrubbing with the sponge, because I can just picture that same sort of thing probably happened. He's looking down and he sees the scrub daddy looking up at him. And he probably is like, ugh. Like the one thing that's smiling at him is a sponge. And he's like,
Oh my God, dude. And you know, what about the Mr. Clean magic erasers? Those fucking things are amazing. I don't know what they are.
I don't think that was on his list.
I don't know what they're made of, but he made a terrible mistake not buying those things. Cause those, those things, dude, yeah, like, I don't like if I've had blueberries or like a rat, like some kind of berry that like stains your counter. If you have a white countertop, those things are a fucking like a miracle. I do not know what they're made like out of. Grit.
You don't want to put a Geiger counter close to one of them. You'll never use one again.
I've heard that if you've got a little bit of rust on your car and you're about to sell your car, take a magic eraser and you can get rid of some of that. It's not good for it, but it will hide it.
It's amazing. They're amazing. Yeah, I don't know what they are. Is that what it is?
Fine grit? It's almost like a file of sorts. So you don't want to use it on something that's precious because you're going to ruin it. But yeah, it freaking works.
I'm a big fan of the magic eraser.
Radioactive shit on there.
Toxic death.
Want more on this case and others? Then press subscribe now and don't miss a moment of true crime coverage from Tony Brewski and the Hidden Killers podcast.
The clock's running out on December deal drops at Lowe's, but there's still time to wrap up something they'll love. Shop great gifts under $50, like the DeWalt Elite Series 100-piece bit set. Plus, if you order by 2 p.m., you get same-day delivery by 8 p.m. Shop December deal drops while you can. Lowe's. We help, you save.
Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Ugh, fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
The clock's running out on December deal drops at Lowe's, but there's still time to wrap up something they'll love. Shop great gifts under $50, like the DeWalt Elite Series 100-piece bit set. Plus, if you order by 2 p.m., you get same-day delivery by 8 p.m. Shop December deal drops while you can. Lowe's. We help, you save.
The holidays are here, and that means it's the most wonderful time of the year to save with Rakuten. Use Rakuten to stack cash back at your favorite stores on top of holiday sales. That's savings on savings. With Rakuten, you can get cash back on gifts for everyone on your list. From toys for the kids, to kitchen gear for the person who loves to cook, to electronics for everyone. You can even save on something for yourself. Just shop the stores you love, and cash back is automatically added to your account. And you can get paid with gift cards, PayPal, or check. Or eligible American Express card members can even choose to earn membership rewards points instead of cash back. It's truly a no-brainer. Join for free today and get a new member bonus after minimum qualifying purchases. Just go to Rakuten.com, download the app, or install the browser extension. That's Rakuten. Terms and conditions apply.
The clock's running out on December deal drops at Lowe's, but there's still time to wrap up something they'll love. Shop great gifts under $50, like the DeWalt Elite Series 100-piece bit set. Plus, if you order by 2 p.m., you get same-day delivery by 8 p.m. Shop December deal drops while you can. Lowe's. We help, you save.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
The clock's running out on December deal drops at Lowe's, but there's still time to wrap up something they'll love. Shop great gifts under $50, like the DeWalt Elite Series 100-piece bit set. Plus, if you order by 2 p.m., you get same-day delivery by 8 p.m. Shop December deal drops while you can. Lowe's. We help, you save.
Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Ugh, fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook, you know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
The clock's running out on December deal drops at Lowe's, but there's still time to wrap up something they'll love. Shop great gifts under $50, like the DeWalt Elite Series 100-piece bit set. Plus, if you order by 2 p.m., you get same-day delivery by 8 p.m. Shop December deal drops while you can. Lowe's. We help, you save.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news. It doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
The clock's running out on December deal drops at Lowe's, but there's still time to wrap up something they'll love. Shop great gifts under $50, like the DeWalt Elite Series 100-piece bit set. Plus, if you order by 2 p.m., you get same-day delivery by 8 p.m. Shop December deal drops while you can. Lowe's. We help, you save.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
When it comes to broccoli salad, Ohio, you got the secret ingredient on lock. Miracle Whip. Everyone from Toledo to Portsmouth knows that tangy zip. So here's to you for keeping it bold, keeping it zippy, and keeping Miracle Whip in all your favorite recipes. Buy now and get your tang on, Ohio.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
This time of year, most of us are checking off our holiday gift lists. But identity thieves have lists too, and your personal information might be on them. Protect your identity with LifeLock. LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second and alerts you to threats you could miss. If your identity is stolen, LifeLock will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Make this season about joy, not identity theft, with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.